Canım dal bozlu, başı üzerinde.
Last track you heard was a reinvention of a track by musicians from, I believe, Turkey, based on the translation I found from Turkish. Just somebody on YouTube saying, very nice love song from Yerevan Radio. Says good, excellent, listening respectfully. So that's what you get when you try to translate things. Anyway, some artists, some women, I think Kurdish, perhaps, called Tukasa Zemo, and the track Mehmed Kani, remade by an artist from Budapest called Turtle Rebirth. So there you go. I think most likely an artist that specializes in remaking old tracks. And before that, brand new music from England, an artist who goes by The Bug. That's right. He's quite a quite an influential producer. Kevin Martin is his actual name, and he's been making music for almost 20 years now, synthesizing dance hall, a lot of Jamaican rhythms, reggae, very, very deep bass with London grime, and kind of popularizing styles that are otherwise like quite street-centric music in London. So that's a new record called Angels and Devils, his first since London Zoo in 2008, which was super influential. And I played a track called Fall, featuring Copeland on vocals. And before that, a Canadian group called Whoop So. And that was from a new album called Nizwaswo. I don't know if these are real words. I imagine they aren't. This is recorded in the very north of Quebec in a small village called Salut. And yes, some feedback heavy guitar work there. A track I played was called January 3rd, and started off that there set with Philip Nangle out of South Africa, a track of many different layers of kalimbas or lekimbes or thumb pianos, call them what you will. They are little strips of metal attached to resonating gourds usually, and they make the most angelic sounds. So yeah, a track called Amai Amai from an album that's, I believe, a compilation of his work recorded in 1997, just with, yeah, it's called Mabira Karimba, so mostly thumb piano tracks there. And next on the program, you're going to hear a real treat here. Tony Allen, he is basically the drummer that, more than anyone, invented the style of Afrobeat drumming. And Afrobeat is popularized by Fela Kuti. He's like the Bob Marley of West African music, the most well-known music from his era, from the 70s through the 80s, 90s. And Tony Allen was his drummer in the original band. So Tony Allen still going strong. He's always making interesting music. He does a lot of collaborations with Damon Albarn, the man behind Blur and Gorillaz. And here is a brand new Tony Allen solo album. Just came out in October, and it's called Film of Life. And yes, he's still going strong, still making beautiful, beautiful African music. And this is featuring Aduni and Nefertiti, a track called Ire Omo, brand new music by the one and only one of a kind Nigerian drummer Tony Allen on Wandering Rhythms.
Oh, Get it right from the horse's mouth.
I always overthink it. I alter with my fate. It's how to outrun hell. It's how to outrun yourself. I fall asleep, wake up, and overcompensate. It's how to outrun hell. It's how to outrun yourself. I always overthink it. I alter with my state. I'm trying to outrun hell. I'm trying to outrun myself. I fall asleep, wake up, and overcompensate. And now it's all gone south, straight out the horse's mouth. Rappers are the dime a dozen. I would know because I am one. And yet you can check if I'm legit with every line I summon. Select to keep the vinyl spun, and I'll rely on drumming. Match the timing like a mini clock or something. And keep it bumping with your gumption. But I'd be like compunction to get the knuckle dragon's fist bumping to another bum's assumptions. Hit the leap and wear a cape to every function. I fucking split into it every junction. Only ever me, whose identity is that? The person in the mask or the mask in the person's act? The curtain puller, sandbag, murder pack. Hallucinated verse for the iconoclast. Chronic rap, chrono microphono for the futurist within. Conduct an orchestra of sin, abort before the wings. Then run for the hills, grab your torches, find shelter. Cause the forecast is rough and they a bona fide hunter. I always overthink it, I alter with my state. It's how to outrun hell, it's how to outrun yourself. I fall asleep, wake up and overcompensate. It's how to outrun hell, it's how to outrun myself. I always overthink it, I alter with my state. I'm trying to outrun hell, I'm trying to outrun myself. I fall asleep, wake up and overcompensate. And now it's all gone south, straight out the horse's mouth. Straight out the horse's mouth. Challenge accepted, chaos lords, mold minds and tick checklists. So what the hell a point like a devil's tongue? Cold flows and terror you could never run is reckless. And catch wreck like a specialist. Eyes wide, indecent double helix. What is it with this city? Got me feeling so elitist. Now I got the spin fiends in on my Adidas. And girls beg, might as well belong to Felix. She got the purse with the pocket dimension. I had to mention lipstick, pens, and other objects of affection. The curve of the earth on her smooth surfaces. She got the nerve to question all our purposes. So I sink into the night and arrive into the light. It's like I've never had a type, and yet I'm taking oversight. Good and evil forces both need worshippers. These Lucifers who teach these people's words. I always overthink it, I alter with my state. It's how to outrun hell, it's how to outrun yourself. I fall asleep, wake up and overcompensate. It's how to outrun hell, it's how to outrun myself. I always overthink it, I alter with my state. I'm trying to outrun hell, I'm trying to outrun myself. I fall asleep, wake up and overcompensate. And now it's all gone south, straight out the horse's mouth. Straight out the horse's mouth. On a psychiatric journey and I'm out.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Ici qui ça fait? Il est nombé. Nous, on a eu qu'il est nombé. Qui fait une idée là? On a un mot de l'homme.
Thank you.
Legacy, and you just heard a timeless piece of music by an artist named Carl Hector. Actually, that's not his real name, but this band is called Carl Hector and the Malkoons. It is actually the project of Jan Weissenfeld, but perhaps that very German name didn't sound quite as African enough or funk enough. So he renamed himself Carl Hector, and that's from a brand new record called Unstraight Ahead, although it sounds very 60s, and obviously those guys in love with in the golden era of African funk music and some Middle Eastern influences as well. So that's also it's kind of sneaky because it's released on a record called Now Again, which is often reissuing lost classics from the 60s and 70s. But yeah, brand new music there out of Germany. So the album Unstraight Ahead, Carl Hector and the Malkoons. The track I played was called Push Naya. And before that, what did we hear? We heard Axiom and Aleph One, a duo, one from the mainland here, based in Vancouver. Actually, he's from Quadra Island, up the coast there, the Discovery Islands they're called. And Aleph One, based in Victoria, he's the producer. And these men teamed up for the third time, the third installment of their Psychiactive Journey trilogy. But while the other two were albums, this one was simply a single called The Horse's Mouth. So yes, brand new hip-hop, West Coast, Canadian style. And before that, Tony Allen from his brand new album called Film of Life. The song was Ire Omo. So yes, the great Nigerian drummer still at it. And we're only a few minutes away from a trip to St. Kitts and Nevis, the tag team of very small islands with very beautiful sounds. So just after this one next track, this is another German track actually, another timeless piece of music by a German brass band called La Brass Banda. This track is called Autobahn. And get ready, grab your bathing suits and your passports. We're going to St. Kitts and Nevis in just a few moments.
Ich bin auf der Autobahn und denk unter den Autofahren drüber nach, was alles passiert ist letzte Woche. So eine Woche wird sie jetzt sagen, die ist nicht so furchtbar lang. Viel passiert mir da schon nicht, ich sag doch. Hab einen guten Job verloren, bin da rüberflüssig geworden, aber dieser Lohr hat mich noch gar nicht geschockt. Hab schon öfters neu angefangen, was meine Arbeit anbelangt, und auch diesmal hätte ich sicher wieder packt. Ich geh zur Haustür, nein, es ist erst halb wie drei. Ich flur da rüch ich schon, dass jemand reicht. Du hast einen Nachbarn da, er hat mein Bademantel an. Auch da will ich dann alles und nimmer braucht. Jetzt hab ich nix mehr rauf, ich fahr am Brennen auf. Lass alles hinter mir, will bloß noch weg von dir. Davon kommt schon der Gardasee. Da tut's auch bloß noch halb so weh. We'll be right back.
That's right. This is CJSF 90.1, and you're listening to Wandering Rhythms. Yes, sounds of people from across the planet. And you just heard La Brass Banda from Bavaria in Germany, the track Autobahn. Yeah, some Prague, Balkan brass music there from an album from 2008 called Habed Heri.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 21st to the 25th. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring genre-defying indie alternative artist Barty Strange as guest curator, garage rock chameleons Osays, Chicago-based indie rock three-piece Dead, Latin folk innovator Helada Negro, Toronto's viral hip-hop sensation Akintoye, gothic folk artist Emma Ruth Rundle, alternative R&B hip-hop artist Amindi, and plus many more. There's 150 artists yet to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Achtung, Punkrock-Freunde! This is the Blurred Crusade, live on CJSF 90.1 FM.
With the clap of my hands, we will be traveling to St. Kitts and Nevis in the Caribbean. And close your eyes, let's... Welcome to St. Kitts and Nevis. So our trip this week takes us to the Leeward Islands in the Caribbean, and they are very small islands. St. Kitts and Nevis, a powerful little duo. Apparently, according to something called history, they are the first islands to be colonized in all of the Caribbean. So the Europeans and their conquest of the Americas is one of the